a difficult place to play for opponents?
For many reasons. I mean, our fans are always coming out. I mean, not bringing it back. I mean, I remember last year I was watching the stands, and they're going bazooka. They were super loud, super proud. So,
super loud, super proud, going bazooka.
That's a new one. Never heard of it, but I like it.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Town Fair Tire Studios. Phil Perry works for NBC Sports Boston. He covers the Patriots. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, fellas.
All right. What's up with Brady's hand?
What is up with Brady's hand? Listen, as far as I understand it, the expectation is he'll play on Sunday. I just heard you guys talking about the 3,000 miles away diagnosis that Dr. David Chow has issued on Brady, I guess, mm-hmm. on the open finger dislocation. And I don't know that. I don't know that has happened for a fact. So I can't speak to it. I think what Dr. Chow is doing in this instance, and I will say this, I mean, the guy was a team doctor for a very long time out in San Diego. He is still a practicing orthopedic surgeon.
See, that's scary. Imagine if you're going to surgery with this guy, and he's sitting out there, and he's making these diagnoses based on news reports, which are not, you know, that detailed. You're there as much as anyone else. It's not like anyone knows what it looks like or has seen it. He's still practicing, which is very frightening, how he spends his time.
His standards of reporting are a little bit different than ours. I would, like you said, I mean, I would hope his standards just in terms of, like, practicing and the attention to detail and whatever are where they need to be when it comes to doing his job. But I will say, like, he's seen a lot of football injuries. He's seen guys do things to their hands on handoffs, I'm sure. And so he's just putting two and two together. He sees one report that says a jam that requires an x-ray. He sees another report that says a cut or a laceration. And he puts those multiple reports together to say, well, how would this happen? And it sounds like that's the first thing that comes to his mind. I wouldn't totally rule it out. Again, I don't know. I don't know for a fact. He's seen a lot of football injuries, and so he may be right. But we're going to have to do some more digging ourselves to try to figure out what happened here.
From what you know, do you know what happened on the actual play that he injured himself?
No, I don't. In all honesty, I know. I think it's been reported that it was on a handoff. I don't know that myself for a fact. It's not something that I have heard. But
get on it, Perry.
I mean, it's totally plausible to me. I just heard one of your callers call in and say he's fine. There's nothing to worry about. And again, the expectation is he'll play on Sunday, but I will say I think this is something that's going to require some attention during the week in order for him to play on Sunday.
Do you know if he threw it all after he got injured, or was that it for him?
I don't know, Rich. I will say, talking to teammates yesterday, they thought that he looked like he handled like a pretty regular workload. Now, that could be them, you know, shoveling us a bunch of stuff immediately after their best player's been injured. But it wasn't like there was a lot of concern in the locker room yesterday for Tom Brady from the guys I've spoken to.
All right. How much of a big deal is it for him to miss practice this week, just in terms of what it tells you about an injury, in your opinion, the week leading up to the AFC Championship game, for him to miss some practice?
Well, that's why this is an interesting case, because the guy misses practice all the time during the year. And
right.
So, you know, especially this year and definitely late in seasons past. And it's, you know, in an effort to try to dial back the workload a little bit. And so, you know, there's a lot of times during the year where I think for the most part, we understand how severe whatever he's dealing with is. But there are a lot of times we don't, because he's just kind of pops up on the injury report randomly, but he still practices, and then he's always there on Sunday, and he always plays. So I don't think the fact that he's missing practice in and of itself is really any indication as to how severe this is.
Okay, so yesterday it was essentially announced that Malcolm Mitchell is not going to be playing this weekend, which means he's all but done. What happened there? What's going on with Malcolm Mitchell, and why do we not see him here?
It's another sort of unsolved mystery, because this is a guy who obviously has had knee issues for a while, going all the way back to college for him. And then he missed the start of training camp this year, came back, looked pretty good against the Texans in joint practices in West Virginia, and then played in that game down in Houston, and ended up having an awkward collision. He goes out of the game. He actually, like, never left the field, but I don't think he, I remember him bouncing around on the sidelines trying to test it out a little bit. And then we really never saw him again. After that, he was placed on IR the very first day of the season. It was actually the day of the home opener for the Patriots. So this is something that I think Malcolm Mitchell is probably going to be dealing with for a long time. The fact that he went a whole season and they thought he might be able to play and they brought him back to practice for 3 weeks and then they determined that he just wasn't quite there, I think is an indication that this guy is just dealing with chronic issues that are going to have to be managed for a while now. And maybe, you know, the fact that he's had essentially a whole year off, maybe he comes back next year and he's fine and he's fresh and he's good to go. But again, there's a reason he slipped to where he slipped in the fourth round of the draft a couple of years ago. He was not a fourth round talent. This guy was like probably more of a second round talent and would have gone higher had it not been for the injuries in college.
Okay, Phil. So we were talking about this earlier this week about how the Jaguars defense is something that people are obviously touting and statistically they look great on paper, but then you take a look at their schedule and the teams that they were holding to single digits aren't exactly world beaters. I mean, there was that one game where they blanked the Colts. There was another bad Colts game. On top of that, you look at the game that they played, the first time they played the Texans, that was when a Tom Savage started the game, and you continue to go down the list, and it's not very impressive, the teams that they held to small numbers. Do you think that based on their strength of schedule, that the Jaguars are getting a lot more credit than they deserve defensively?
It's interesting. I just wrote about this morning. It should be up on NBCSportsBoston.com if it's not already. This is a team that has benefited from arguably the easiest schedule in football. You know, as a team, when you look at just the opponent winning percentage, they are down at the bottom of the list. Their opponents won 44% of their games this year. Defensively, especially particularly, they have the second easiest schedule in the league according to Football Outsiders. And you just mentioned some of the teams on their schedule. I mean, the entire division offensively was a mess except for the Houston Texans when they had Deshaun Watson. But the Jaguars lucked out in that they saw the Texans on the season opener where Watson ended up playing a little bit in that game, but Tom Savage started that game. And then they played him again once Watson was out. And so they played a Houston Texans team that started Tom Savage and T.J. Yates. The other teams in the division we know about offensively. They played the Bengals, who are down at the bottom of the league, the Browns that are down at the bottom of the league. They had about 11 games against what are essentially bottom third offenses in the NFL. So I do think the numbers are somewhat inflated. What I keep coming back to, though, when it comes to, you know, how good is this defense, is you just look at the talent of the individual players on the roster, and they had five guys who were either Pro Bowlers or All Pros. Calais Campbell's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. They had another guy, Yannick Ngakoue, who's a pass rusher who probably should have been at least a Pro Bowler, 12 sacks, led the league in forced fumbles. So is this a great defense? I think it's a very good defense. Like, I don't think it's on the same level as the 13 or 14 Seahawks or the 15 Broncos. I think they're very good, but I do think they've benefited from the schedule. I'm not sure the numbers would be what they are if they had a little bit more difficult schedule. I mean, just look at the last handful of games, 40 points, 42 against the Steelers, 44 against Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers a few weeks ago. So this is not an impenetrable Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
They're good.
And there you have it.
Analysis you can use.
I wouldn't want to play quarterback against them.
They're good.
Would you think of all the defensive lines in football? Was there anyone you'd rather least like to play against?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you look at the talent, Fred. It's Calais Campbell. It's Malik Jackson. It's Yannick Ngakoue. That'll be as tough a front for them to block as they'll see all year. I just am not sure. Like, I think they've been put on a pedestal that, like, they're one of the best defenses the NFL has seen in recent history.
Right.
I'm not sure I put them quite there.
Plus, they have two guys that could effectively as you can, check Gronkowski, but, you know, who knows. All right, Phil Perry, go and read his article about how crappy the Jaguars' defense is up at NBC Sports Boston. Thank you for the time, sir.
All right, thanks, boys.
I see
right,
you, man.
There you go. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Damon Amendola.
D.A.
Hey! He's in for Boomer Esiason, is brought to you by Schultz Law. In this one, D.A. talks about toes. The big one through the small one.
It's TNR, TNR, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year, we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
I wish someone would zap my brain and make it that I never had heard her before.
Or you mean the
Jacksonville lady, so I could just
watch it for the first time again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I wish I could watch Breaking Bad all over one more time. You know, like something amazing, about like a work of art. You can experience it and have those feels that you had the very first moment that you witnessed it.
I thought that was funny for a good 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Two or three months.
When's the last time you actually watched the video?
It's been a while, but there's so many, whatever they're called, gifts.
Yeah.
Of her, like, making that face.
Just watch the video, because when she says steal the show, that's when she gets all seductive and sexy.
Josh Fowler, could you please put something together over there at NBC Sports Boston that will make me love the Jacksonville lady again?
Please. The reason I'm playing that is the one true gift that we got from Jacksonville when it comes to the Jacksonville Jaguars, because everything else is like an attempt to try to rally the troops. Is so unbelievably corny. They're so bad at this. At least that's one thing that you can say. With the years upon years of success that the Patriots and the Celtics and, you know, all these teams, the Red Sox have had, the corniness, the big let's rally the troop articles. Remember when the Atlanta Falcons had that, we don't need your pity, we are a proud city, Dan Shaughnessy. Remember they stood up to those scoundrels in New England.
The Patriots and we.
That's right. Well, New England, the Patriots and we was exactly this. Because that was, the Patriots weren't used to winning and they were freaking out and their fans made the worst response ever to the Super Bowl show.
There's no excuse to be in a major market and to create something like that.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of the Jacksonville thing is not that they're not used to having a football team. The whole point of Jacksonville is the people that are creating these things are in the 50th largest media market. The Jaguar fans are all fine. Who cares? It's nothing to do with football. This has to do about the amount of talent.
Oh, of course.
And the fact that Boston in the past has done, I mean, think of all the corny Red Sox things, the James Taylor song and stuff.
Well, that's James Taylor. He's corny anyway.
No, there's the Red Sox have the Jerry Remy song that he did.
You're talking about the Gyro Ball song. There was the Gyro Ball CD.
No, he did some Christmas song where
That was him like being recorded at a Christmas party and he was doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That one?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, that was him just being recorded at like a Christmas party. He did do voiceover for the Gyro Ball song, which was just awful.
Yeah, there's been plenty of corny stuff. And I'm looking at the Red Sox as being the most defender.
I'd like to stand up for the Boston part here. I can't.
But nonetheless, Jacksonville does have its corny.
They're as corny as it gets, and somebody just sent me this. We're getting razzed, guys. Get ready.
I saw this.
Russell Colburn, who is a weatherman for CBS 47, Action News Jacksonville.
Very difficult in Jacksonville.
Weatherman.
It says,
rain or no rain.
Stepping in.
It says, alert, and it has two sirens. Action News Jax is tracking this dangerous system to the northeast. Possible conditions, hashtag Jaguars win. A dynasty overthrown, pandemonium also expected in the northeast. Hashtag Florida, hashtag Jags. And look at it. It's a picture of Hurricane Jalen. And it has Jalen Ramsey's head going up the coast.
They have the cone around his head.
Forecast up to 3 interceptions expected at Gillette Stadium. Cornball.
Wow, I don't want
to
blow up.
He's a weatherman. What do you want him to do?
The fact that a weatherman thought this through said, I got to put something out there.
Okay, what do weathermen do? How do you make a name for yourself? It's not reporting the weather. You got to do a bunch of corny crap. I mean, he's a weatherman. What do you want out of a weatherman?
That's something Crash would do in Atlanta.
You're either a very attractive woman. That is something Crash would do in Atlanta. Crash, have you seen the things Crash puts on his show?
Of course.
No, weather persons are either, they've all got meteorology degrees, so let's get that out of the way. You got to get some studying to get to be a weatherman. But they're either attractive women or super corny dudes. That's what they are. If you want to have success, I mean, how do you think Al Roker became Al Roker? Do you think it's because he was so talented at knowing when the weather was coming? No, you got to be completely corny. That's all.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Or you could be, you know, somebody who is, you said, well, it's only like good-looking women, and it's these nerdy-looking.
Could be a dude. Super, super handsome dreamboat. We got a couple of those here in Boston.
Well, I mean, yeah, we got one that used to work right up the street on my TV.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? That's my right. TV meteorologist Al Capri.
That's right. I don't think they paid him.
Jets, there's a lot of amplitude.
Like, it's possible Al just kind of showed up.
Yeah,
that's
I think
true.
He kind of just did it because he was around.
Like Eric Fisher. Okay, super really? Handsome dreamboat.
All right, there.
There you go.
Dude, I'm straight.
Hi, everyone. How you doing, man?
I can't judge male beauty like that.
I heard he talks like that in real life.
I don't know. We had him on very early in our careers. Here.
You sang a song to him about how much you loved him, and it made it very uncomfortable.
And then there was just silence once it was over.
Yeah, because it ended with you going, I love you.
Like that Jillian Barbary woman, remember when
she did weather during the NFL today. I remember that.
No, and before that she did weather in Los Angeles.
Oh, is that right?
KTLA.
Okay.
I traveled to Los Angeles this was like, you know, in the early 2000s. And I remember flipping the channels and you went to the news, you went, whoa!
Yeah.
What is this?
In LA, there's hot chicks like working at fast food restaurants. There's like hot chicks on the bus.
Oh, it was like, how is this happening?
And like the LA bus is not like the Boston bus. The L.A. bus, like, no one takes public transportation there. So, like, you got some problems in your life if you're taking the bus in Los Angeles. And there would be, like...
It's like stocked with eights.
There'd be, like, hot chicks on the bus, like, waiting at bus stops. It's unbelievable.
There was this show that used to be on. I think it even got, like, simulcast here. That was Jillian Barbary back in the day and this other, like, really attractive woman. And then they put this, like, angry old dude between them, and it was excellent. Because the angry guy would just be confused by these women.
It's still
like
on.
Benny Hill.
It's still on.
Like,
that's the one that Jillian Barbary was on.
Yeah.
That's on KTLA. Yes, that guy is still doing it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and he's got two hot chicks.
Yeah, and it would be like Benny Hill. Like, these ladies.
Yeah, it's like Telemundo when they would just get some chick with a giant rack. And the guy would go, muy gigante, la, la, la. Go to, like, have you, by the way, have you seen it? Yeah, have you seen these, just if you're like me and you've done this, YouTube, like, hot weather women, and there's these women in Central America that it's like, I didn't Google it, but I came upon this video of, it's in some country, I can't remember the name of it, but it's in Central America, and this chick is super hot, and she's the weather girl, and they make her do stuff so her breasts will flop out. Like, it happens all the time. So
it's a real weather show?
I swear to God, they had her doing jumping jacks, and her boob fell out. Then they had her doing, like, this exercise, like, with this trainer where she was laying down, and her boob fell out.
Oh, jeez.
Like, it's glorious.
Well, I told you when I went to Italy, there was that TV show that was basically an old guy at a school, and all of the, like, the people in the class were, like, these really hot schoolgirls, and it was, like, a comedy, and it'd be like, ay, 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 and the woman would just start dancing in front of the class. Yeah. That's like normal TV.
Yeah, they get these weather women in Central America and Mexico. I get all like letting Squiggy bite my fist.
I'm worried about Al. Where is he, man?
Hi, everyone. How you doing? My TV.
He works at like the mall.
Somebody said that they saw him there. I thought I saw him the other day. I'm not kidding you. I thought it was him.
Well, you can run into a guy that looks like Al Caprillion anywhere. Like, if you go to Walmart, there's like 10 Caprillions walking around. Looking for boxers. All right, we have a recap to play you, and we were going to do that. The Bird and Nick were out at the Bruins game last night, and they talked to some people. We'll have that for you.
The games are only half of it. Usher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Wake up.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Just because you've never been hit in the head with a puck doesn't mean you can't sound like you've been hit in the head with a puck.
Ow! Cootie hands!
The Toucher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Bruins, very satisfying victory yesterday over the Montreal Canadiens, essentially ending the Canadian season.
So now it's over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Canadiens are there. There's no coming back.
Right. 14-game like point streak. They've had points in 14 games in a row. This team is, I'm telling you, once the Patriots are done, people are going to start paying attention. Because as Fred said earlier, this is a team that has a legitimate shot.
If they're not going to keep this pace, but if they continue to play anywhere near this level, I'm not making a major move at the deadline. Even though you have plenty of things,
not a major move, but depth, right? You would make a depth.
Yeah,
move.
Sure. I mean, I'd get depth. I mean, there's probably going to be an injury or something that might change my way of thinking. But right now, I'm not tossing in another personality into this. I'm not tossing another alpha into this thing.
And you're not getting rid of any of your young talent.
There's talent in the AHL that just is by circumstance not going to be able to play at the NHL level. So you have assets, and assets you're going to eventually have to move. But if this continues, I'm not moving anything. All right, so is this Nick and Bird, or is this...
Nick and Bird, both of them together, double teaming
it. They were shooting some big TV situation last night, and they were out there. And here is what happened.
Broke the wallet head!
Not the wallet head.
Right. Did somebody break the Wallach head?
Really?
Bird says no.
Bird
that sounds like a denial.
No by giving the hang loose sign.
chill out, man. Don't get upset.
He literally gave the hang loose sign and shook his head no.
I'll bring it right now. It's fine.
Okay, you don't have to do it. All right. I know you would love to, but you don't have to.
Come here.
We got it.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can.
All right. Who did you think I was when I walked up to you?
I thought you were Nick on the street.
No, you said...
Nick Cattles. You're right. I'm kind of disappointed in that for the radio.
Can you tell me what you're wearing tonight?
I thought he said something else, and I was like, who didn't beep that?
I don't even know what to be thinking.
Well, it sounded like... He said Nick on the street.
Oh, I see.
Nick Cattles get a little bit of a pop yesterday. Did you see that? He was international.
I don't understand what he was talking about.
Well, Nick Cattles, so we had Dana White in studio for the UFC, and Nick Cattles broke news, big UFC news, and Fred and I had no clue.
And I still don't know what the hell the deal is.
Okay, so I guess there's a fight that has been rumored to be in the works. I couldn't tell you who it was. Once again, Nick is a huge UFC guy. I'm a casual fan. And he asked Dana White about it. I was like, wow, I'm impressed. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's going to be UFC 223, and it's going to be in Brooklyn. And meanwhile, Fred, and all of a sudden, I see my Twitter start to kind of blow up. And now Nick Cattles is Mr. UFC scoop guy.
Yeah, I even got a Google alert. Mm-hmm. The real spelling of my name.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because the Canadians, they can do their research. They don't just hodgepodge it up there.
ESPN Twitter, though, referred to us as a Boston radio show.
Of course they did.
Because Lord knows, their company would go down in flames if they recognized us. The only one at ESPN who checks us is Forsberg.
Yeah, Forsberg always does. He always goes. But I tweeted the guy. I was like, hey, the name of our show is Toucher and Rich. And he put, I put your name in the article. Relax.
Well, right. I hope you did.
All right, Captain Cool.
I hope you, well, listen, he's doing tweets at in Bristol. He's got the world on a string.
Can you tell me what you're wearing tonight?
It's a sweater. It's an authentic sweater.
Authentic.
Awesome. Only authentic is Bird's here.
You're very excited that Bird's here.
We're doing forever, kid.
Oh, my God. They know each other?
Of course. Of course they do.
Everyone knows Bird. Bird's like, I don't know
what
is
What is going on in Everett that just they seem to just inhabit every place in the city?
It's not that far, Fred. It's very quick.
There's
very
a lot of
easy
places.
Drive.
It's not like Newton's far, but it's not like you just
yeah,
walk
but you
got
to go beyond. It's on the other side of Boston
it's
to go
if,
to Newton.
It's as if they live in caves. There's no doors. You just wander into any random house and sleep there. When they say, what's your address? You go, Everett.
It's like feral cats. They just, until they find a box to sleep in, right? They're just on the street.
Yeah. Right.
You get up in the morning, you hit the streets.
What's your address? Everett.
Yeah, exactly. You got to keep it up for Everett, kid. It's 5 miles from the city.
Do you know him?
I know Bird from TV and the radio, yes.
Okay. So what did you think about the game tonight?
I paid $400 for two tickets.
Damn.
Moved up, got better tickets, and bet the tonight. Hey, we were Bird. We were Bird over here. You don't even know.
Hang on, was that a girl who knew you? Okay, that girl did know you.
It's funny because Bird is very polarizing. I think that if you're like from around the city, you dislike him. But if you're anywhere surrounding, like North Shore, South Shore, any of those places, Bert is your favorite person on the radio station.
Yeah, she just knew me because of the TV and radio. That's it. She didn't know me, know me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. God. You're on TV all the time.
Celebrity, bitch. You don't even know we're Bird right now. You kidding me? Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Nick's just sitting there like, no one cares about me.
What are we doing here?
Let's see him!
What did you like about the game tonight?
I like that we won, A. B. Did we win?
Okay. There you go.
All right, excellent.
That's like, always... Did we win, A. B. Did we win?
Yeah, that's always the way it goes.
Julian Foster! Yeah, yeah. All right, let's make sure you ain't in there. Let's make sure.
All right.
Told you. Oh, my God, this is great. This is like my dream come true. What's going on?
Don't just keep on
talking. Is Rock and Roll Mike. Rock and Roll Mike lives outside! Yeah!
Hey, we're going live tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah, we are.
What time you calling
right
it?
I'm jumping right on.
Is he hugging you? Like, he's hugging you.
Bird is just got... Bird's got something going on.
That's the, by the way, that's the Everett hello, is just jumping on someone and grabbing them. That happened at Sullivan's Tap. Do you remember we went to Sully's? Okay, so we go to Sully's, and I say, hey, I wanted to play this game. Nick was with me. I was like, how long it is until somebody recognizes Bird? We walked for 10 seconds, and some guy goes, Bird! Drops his glass on the ground and grabs him. Just, like, hugs him.
True. True story.
Bird is just so loved in such miserable places.
What time you tell me to jump in?
All right, call like 7:30.
All right, so
yeah, yeah, sounds good.
Later. All right.
Look at that, bro. I thought I was told.
All right, Bert. Okay, Bert's great. Hold on. Right,
hold on. You're not Nick in the street?
Yes, I'm Nick. I'm intern Nick from
intern
the show.
Intern Nick. Oh, my God. Nick Cattles. Hey, well, time out. Nick Cattles. Intern Nick. This is who I wanted.
What do you think about the Patriots' chances?
That's who you are. I can't believe that's who you are. I've been waiting to meet you. We got the Bird in the house. Yo, Fred Toucher, where you at, kid?
All right, two more questions.
Hold on a second.
What did he say? You look like John Wallach in 10 years?
What?
What is going on? This guy's he just sees Bird. He just starts losing his mind.
That's right.
Okay.
It's like the Beatles.
Patriots, Jacksonville, how do you think it's going to play out?
Patriots, Jacksonville, Tom Brady, you're the best, but you're kind of a pussy. Do the real thing, and we can do another one. Six, bro.
Nick, I love this. I love this. I love this.
If you could say anything to the Bruins, yep, what would it be?
I don't know, Nick. Tell me. Nick is a hype man right now. You guys need to pay this guy more. Where's Bird at?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Bird needs more money.
You think he would have slept with you if you asked?
No, I'll tell you this about Bird, is that he doesn't need more money because I think he could subsist... I'm just walking around Everett and getting handouts. He'd always have a place to stay.
Yeah, sure.
If his parents ever kicked him out.
Yeah.
You know, he could always grab a roast beef. There'd be someone at the roast beef place that would buy him one.
Sure.
I mean, he's comfortable walking for hours at a time.
Well, Everett takes care of their own.
Right. It's like a womb. That's right. In the center of that womb is the room at his house that he grew up in. Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich present a great event that we are going to talk about in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
One radio station. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
98.5. The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Patrice Bergeron and this show present Pucks and Paddles. It's the first annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Boston Bruins Foundation, the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. Thursday, February 15th at Royale Boston. This is a Stanley Cup contender. It's been a while since we've been able to say that. There is no excuse for this not to sell out. I don't know if people are confused that it's no longer Cuts for a Cause but this is going to be better.
The best parts of Cuts for Cause are still there, and it's and the entertainment part of it is even more entertaining.
Because, for one thing, the players are going to be voluntarily doing this.
Pasternak won't hide in a corner somewhere.
Yeah, this is not something like in the Thornton days where he would quite literally be like, you have to do this.
You'd bully them into doing it.
So you can bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player and us. Who, at last glance, was yesterday, had no bids.
None of the on-air personalities, I think, have.
Oh, yeah. Zolak and Bertrand are doing it, too.
Yep. By the way, the leader now is Krug at 800.
Okay.
All right, VIP tickets are $200. That gives you FaceTime with the players. It gets you stuff autographed. My son, goes to this thing every year, and he's got, and my daughter, too, and he's got a Bruins flag that all the players signed, and it's not like he's got special access. I mean, he's in line like everyone else. And now that thing's hanging on the wall, and he probably doesn't even realize that it's a big deal. General admission tickets are $50 because the children are a little spoiled.
All right.
985thesportshub.com/pucks is how, because now there is a dedicated URL. 985thesportshub.com/pucks. Get to bidding. Get to all that stuff.
All right, two quick things before we get to Zolak. Number one, Rene Rancourt announced yesterday that he is going to retire at the end of the season. I thought he had done that last year.
They've been spotting other people in the last couple of years. He's not doing a full slate.
Okay.
Rene Rancourt, by the way, refuses to go anywhere unless there's money involved.
Well, listen, he's a smart businessman, but all I know
I don't know about that.
If you're looking for a replacement, we have one right in our midst. I mean,
he's the Craigslist killer.
Right. All right, we got to get Mike behind the mic. Callahan, possibly. Out there. And then, second of all, John Walk, you may not know this, but you are apparently a trendsetter.
I am.
My friend.
Okay.
Yeah. You wore a shirt a while back here to the show that Fred completely ripped on.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would be one that said, New England versus everybody. So, yesterday, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Matthew Slater walked up to the podium for the AFC Championship conference, the little press thing he did, and he had this to say about the shirt he was wearing.
You took your shirt out today on purpose?
I was given this by our equipment staff on my way in here, so I was told I needed to wear this to the fancy press conference today. So
the Patriots have taken that T-shirt.
What's so funny?
And
nothing.
Nothing. And in the locker room, they've branded it with the Patriots logo, and this is like the new drive for five, blitz for six, and it's all because John Wall is the damn trend.
I had the red shirt. They got the gray.
Of all the players that Slater is the one. Decided to copy him.
Birds of a feather, perhaps.
That's right. They're brothers in their love of science.
That's right.
Because I had always seen the Detroit versus everybody shirts.
Right.
And then I thought, and it's not Boston versus anyone, everybody. It's New England. And I think, boy, Vermont really has it bad. I'll tell you what.
They're picking fights everywhere.
Yeah, like Maine is like a, I mean, everyone just goes,
Connecticut too, yeah.
Screw you, Maine and Connecticut.
Yeah, there we go. See?
There's so much against us.
Yeah.
And Lord knows the city of Boston really gets it.
They had a picture ready to go.
I find that amazing that Josh had that.
Did Josh make anything with the Jacksonville lady for me? Or is he just going to shirk his responsibility?
He had two seconds to do it. So, I mean.
He had a whole hour. I demand it.
He has magic fingers. He does do some decent stuff up there in no time flat.
He gives a massage, he's magic fingers. All right, to Scotty Z, baby.
What's up?
Scott Zolak.
How we doing?
FaceTiming yesterday. I thought, because he was like, let's go. And he sent a picture, and I'm like,
make
Scott's,
sure you're working out.
I'm like, Scott's drinking.
Nope.
Good. And then, he FaceTimes me, and much to my chagrin, he's going at 9 miles an hour on the treadmill, pulling up his shirt, and the new healthy Scott Zolak, I'm not enjoying as much.
I'm gonna drop a couple before the big week next week. So
why?
Back just you get on TV a lot. There's a lot more opportunities out there. It's money time. It's time to make cash and put yourself out there. You had paddles. Beat the hell out of Wallach with a paddle. That thing.
Yeah.
You can bid on me. I'm gonna be there. You wanna have a good time? I'll give you a good time.
Are you good? Are you good at
ping pong? I'm not any good at ping pong, but you're going to have a good time with me.
Yeah, if you bid on Zolak, I have a feeling that it will transcend. I think the game of ping.
I want to beat everybody here.
Yeah, the ping pong. No, but I think that you'll lose interest in ping pong fairly quickly.
We're going to turn it into beer pong, is what we're going to do.
There you go.
I'm serious. I'm bringing the cups.
Okay, I'll do it.
Right. I'm going to get knocked out like first round. I'll lose first round, and that's it.
But I have a feeling that the people who bid on you will get an experience. They'll be with you.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Oh, we let it out.
So if you bid on Zolak. Rich and I cannot make these promises as we are emceeing the affair.
Yeah.
But if you get Zolak, he's going to take you. You're going to be Zolak's guy.
Oh, but we're playing. But we're playing.
I know, but we don't have the luxury of
we can't.
Taking someone out and, you know.
Shaking and baking like, you know, he does.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll drink. I got no problem with that.
If you want to actually win, I don't suck. I've actually been playing lately, believe it or not.
Where?
I played this past weekend, or when we went up to Vermont. There's not a lot to do when it was negative 15, so we found this place with a ping pong table. And I grew up with my next door neighbor had a ping pong table. We would play it all the time.
I wish I had a ping pong
table. I can't do that spin. My dad used to do the ping pong, like the old man style, like upside down.
Yeah, the claw.
Yeah, the claw, which would drive me crazy, and it would kick my ass.
I wish I had a ping pong table. But the minute I got it, no one would want to use it anymore. It's like the stupid foosball table. My son would play the foosball table at JCC 15 hours as soon as I bought one for our house.
No,
I
don't want to play it.
No, he won't touch it.
Does anybody want a pool table? I got a pool table in my basement. I'm trying to get rid of it.
I always think that I want a pool table, but then just like everything else,
you
it will never get used.
Stuff on it. Everybody puts stuff on it. There's toys on it. There's Legos on it.
No, I want one of those stand-up arcade machines that has like 2,000 games on it. The one that you can just take all of the arcade games and put it on one machine.
Galaga.
That's what I want. Galaga's gives
Galaga's
one of the 2,000.
That's
you
the man. You need the Galaga tabletop is what you need.
You think you do, Fred, but they are very difficult to actually sit down and play for an extended amount of time. The glare is annoying. It gets scuffed up.
Yeah, they got to be at a Pizza Hut, too.
Yeah, those are awesome,
Right. We used to go to Pizza Hut, stand in line, and I remember sitting there playing my dad in Pong. At Pizza Hut, like, that's a big night out, Pizza Hut.
That was our big night out. That was Friday night.
You go to the ones that had the salad bar?
Jackpot. Creamy Italian dressing, my friend. You can't front on
that. That, Ponderosa, or Sizzler, and, now you're living.
We didn't have those.
Oh, we definitely did.
Be ready to eat at those in 2 weeks.
You knew how good your steak was. Really? Is that where we're going to go? If we had to go to the Super Bowl?
I got the lowdown yesterday on some of the scouting for it from very important people that are involved in it. It is... Jacksonville times 5,000.
Oh, boy. I guarantee you they got a nice steakhouse.
Minneapolis is a great city.
Yeah, it's a good city from what I hear.
You're not going to be anywhere near that.
No, where we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I know. We're by the mall.
You'll see the city. It'll be over there. Yeah. nothing is taking place in the city.
Right.
Unless you're going to drive in and go to eat and pay a $50 Uber. That's all you
can. We'd all cram in my rental car that I'm going to get.
That's right. Three of these guys get rental cars.
Because I got an expense. Hardy bitched about us getting a rental car. And listen.
Yeah, what exactly did you do to facilitate me getting your rental car?
Oh, I had to go to a Enterprise, I think it was, location downtown with a copy of your license.
It was like three blocks away from your
hotel.
And they
said that does not work. So I had to wait in line for over almost 30 minutes. Fred knows this. At the airport in order to get it exchanged. Put your name in it.
Well,
A thank you would be nice instead of a behind my back stabbing on the air, you knave.
I'll stab you right in your craw. I'm not going to do a behind the back.
Stab in his face.
I will take time to go back through our text messages and see like what it
you
was.
You still have them?
Mr.
CIA.
I don't.
Yeah. I probably
don't ever text him. Like, you don't want him to pull up.
I don't.
Yeah, Rich doesn't get rid of his texts either.
No, why would you?
I probably don't.
Because I'm not a psycho.
Because it's an extra swipe. It just takes more time.
Yeah, that's right. It's more work to get rid of a text than it is just to keep it.
I bet you it is. That's entirely why you guys don't get rid of them is because of the swiping.
Yeah, we're paranoid and I want a record of everything in life.
That makes 1,000 times more sense than I don't want to swipe it. I understand emails. I do not understand text messages. There is something in your psyches that might be laying below a conscious level that makes you both paranoid.
Hey, okay, you need anything from me?
Here's what you did. So I talked to the people at Enterprise. I'm going to give you the car tomorrow, but after you get off the air, you have to go to the Enterprise office 5 blocks away from us and extend the reservation under your name. And, I mean...
Is this worth
going into? They won't let me do it over the phone. No, you cut off our text conversation conveniently. I said they won't let me do it over the phone, which meant I had already spent at least 10 minutes on the phone with them. So I gave you said, no problem, thank
you.
I said, yippee.
You're right, I am sorry.
The Enterprise people said you physically have to take the car to that branch you're working at this morning and let them transfer everything. I said, no problem, thanks. And I said, I'm just now getting back into town, about to make a show sheet, so that brings... Blah, blah, blah. And then, but you don't...
You said in one of those texts, sorry about the pain in the ass. So the pain in the ass was all mine, not yours.
No. It ended up that I had to go to two different locations. Ungrateful. I didn't have to give it to you at all.
You were already going to the airport. What, were you going to walk home?
I didn't have to wait 20 minutes in line.
Two different locations.
I should have been sitting having a nice Orange Julius waiting for my plane.
It's like a girl's phase.
Hey, you
or someone say a hoe fight.
Oh, fight!
Which is one of the overlooked songs from the Miami bass era. All right. What do you guys got going?
Oh, the return of the one and only Mark Bertrand, I think, is today.
Beatles here.
Really?
There he is. Right there.
Look at Bertrand, no worse for wear.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Almost
the miracle of
welcome back,
modern seatbelt
of modern engineering.
That's right.
Glad you're okay.
Listen to tell. That's right. And Tom Brady's hand.
That's so, it.
Get ready.
Those are the two.
Buckle up.
Are you concerned about Tom Brady's hand?
You'll hear. Yeah, a little bit.
That's right, baby. You don't let the cat out of the bag right now. Even though technically,
we're really late right now.
What do you? What, you got something else to do?
No. It's just. More minutes of radio I don't have to do now.
Give the man what he wants. Let's turn it over to him.
Turn it to a fantastic standard Wall Cup headline.
All right. Standard.
Johnny Wall game.
All right. Everyone have a...
John Wallach versus everybody.
Put some salt and pepper on this one, Wallach.
Yeah.
Okay. Mustard it up.
All right.
Just for you.
The only time Wallach shuts off his mic is when Zalek's in here. All right, everyone.
Or we're talking about Amy Lawrence.
He doesn't want to get a hit.
Hey.
Everyone. Why do you hate Amy Lawrence, Wallach?
I don't hate Amy Lawrence. They hate
Amy
Lawrence.
That's why he turned off the mic.
That's why I turned off the microphone, you see.
I think Amy Lawrence's job in Providence.
I think she hurts our ratings at 6 o'clock in the morning. I truly do. But there you go. All right, everyone have a fantastic day. That'll do it for us. Bye.